WBEZ is supported by Unison, presenting their Chicago Floor Sample Sale, March 9th through the 13th. This in-person event features showroom samples and collections of furniture, rugs, and decor, offered at a 50% off retail pricing. Unison designs and curates modern home furnishings, including textiles, decor, furniture, and dining pieces, created in collaboration with artists and designers. More at unisonhome.com/sample sale. Unison, where modern meets timeless.
Good afternoon. I'm Justin Bull, and this is The Rundown. A North Suburban congressman is the second congressional Democrat from Illinois to call for President Joe Biden to end his reelection bid. Congressman Brad Schneider today called on Biden to step aside after his damaging debate performance. Schneider's announcement follows Democratic Congressman Mike Quigley's call for Biden to relinquish the party's presidential nomination. President Biden will close out the NATO summit in Washington today with a rare solo press conference. Biden's struggling to quell the Democratic Party's panic about his chances this November. You can hear that press conference live on WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. That's at 5:30. Chicago Public Schools says it has figured out how to close a $500 million budget deficit. My colleague Sarah Karp reports that the deficit had originally been projected at $391 million, but yesterday CPS officials said it rose because of increased healthcare costs and the need for more special education services. The school district says it will close the gap by cutting administrative costs, laying off some central office staff, and leaving vacant positions unfilled. The district is also planning on restructuring some debt. This budget also does not include any money for teacher raises, which are being negotiated. CPS has not said how they will pay for those, which could cost more than $100 million. Altogether, the school district is planning on spending almost $10 billion this school year, including $600 million on repairing buildings. Chicago and Illinois leaders are speaking out against the violence over the 4th of July weekend. More than 100 people were shot and 21 were killed. Arnie Duncan leads Chicago CRED, an organization that works with men at risk of experiencing or committing violence. Duncan says a young man in the program was shot this weekend while on his way to try to broker peace with an opponent. Duncan says the man shot wants one thing.
But he kept saying, "I'm okay. I got to have peace. Go talk to the guys on the block. Let them know." He knew who shot him. The guy looked him in the eye and knows exactly who did it. He does not want to retaliate. And so I just want to give you guys a sense of that's our reality. But the guys in these battles want something better for themselves. They want something different.
Business leaders announced yesterday that $100 million has been raised to go toward violence prevention programming. Advocates stressed even more funding is needed to scale community violence intervention services. The leader of Chicago's largest police union says department leaders are effectively creating, quote, a recipe for disaster by canceling officers' days off ahead of the Democratic National Convention. John Catanzara is president of the Chicago Fraternal Order of Police. He says canceled days off will tank morale ahead of the massive event. Chicago Police Superintendent Larry Snelling says his administration has been judicious in canceling days off. The Sun-Times reports officers are given 14 to 28 days advance notice of cancellations. And the city of Chicago has delayed the start of a video surveillance and automated ticketing program. That's the one that targets drivers who illegally stop in bus lanes, bike lanes, crosswalks, or loading zones. The Sun-Times reports the City Council Committee of Pedestrian and Traffic Safety agreed yesterday to delay the start of the Smart Streets pilot program until later this fall. No exact start date has been given. A spokesperson for the Chicago Department of Transportation says the city has been engaged in research and other planning since the council authorized the pilot program in 2023. And taking a quick look at the weather today, mostly cloudy with a high in the mid-70s. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low in the mid-60s. Then tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high of 79. Taking a look at the weekend, it's a sunny and warm one ahead of us as well. Temperatures should be in the 90s. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Justin Bull. Thanks for listening.